podcasting, engaging pre-service teachers in learning about reading education with Web 2.0 technologies, by Elizabeth Swaggerty, Julie Zhang, and Terry Atkinson. Introduction. Today's college students have grown up in a multimedia-driven environment that is quite different from the one that instructors who design and facilitate their courses experience. They prefer group activity, believe it's cool to be smart, are intrigued by new technologies in their learning preferences, favor tasks involving teamwork, real-life experiences, and technology use. Teacher educators should consider these characteristics and learning preferences of pre-service teachers as they conceptualize and facilitate their courses. Of equal importance is consideration of the nature of the students whom pre-service teachers will be responsible for teaching once they graduate and enter the K-12 teaching environment. The youth of today are oftentimes termed digital natives due to their lifelong exposure to technology. They use Web 2.0 tools such as social networking sites, video sharing sites, and wikis to communicate, collaborate, create, and contribute ideas and products in their daily lives. Applying Camborne's literacy learning theory, these out-of-school practices can be considered natural conditions of learning and should be more frequently and thoughtfully applied in school settings if learning is to be optimally effective. The purpose of the study was to engage pre-service teachers in learning via 21st century skills and Web 2.0 tools in particular, to model the potential for designing similar learning opportunities for their future students. Specifically, this article reports the impact of a student-created video podcast used as a vehicle to research, to synthesize, and share information about prominent figures in the field of literacy education within a university undergraduate reading methods course. Literature review, conditions of learning. Over two decades ago, Brian Camborne proposed a theory of literacy learning positioning that there are social and ecological conditions of literacy learning necessary for optimal learning. Complex learning can be characterized as natural in that it occurs in the world outside of the classroom as a result of social and ecological changes in society. In other words, learning happens when social and ecological constrained conditions are present. Camborne defines conditions as particular states of being, doing, behaving, creating, as well as being a set of indispensable circumstances that co-occur and are synergistic in the sense that they both affect and are affected by each other. Thus, because natural conditions of the environment in which today's young people operate are characterized by the use of 21st century skills and tools, the inclusion of these conditions in their classroom settings offer the potential to maximize the effectiveness of students' learning. 21st century skills in teacher education. Acknowledging the need to prepare today's students to thrive in an ever-changing digital and global environment, organizations and standards promote the integration of 21st century skills into teacher preparation programs. The skills identified by the Partnership for 21st Century Skills as necessary to ensure that students are prepared to compete in a global economy include A. Learning and innovation skills, creativity and innovation, critical thinking and problem solving, communication and collaboration, B. Information, media, and technology skills, information literacy, media literacy, and information, communications, and technology, or ICT literacy, and C. Life and career skills, flexibility and adaptability, initiative and self-direction, social and cross-cultural skills, productivity and accountability, and leadership and responsibility. These are skills meant to be taught, modeled, and integrated across the curriculum across all grade levels in K-12 schools. Information, communication, and technology, or ICT, skills comprise one aspect of the 21st century skills framework. Teacher proficiency in ICT skills is essential if they are to integrate them into the curriculum. Of primary importance within ICT skills are those that utilize Web 2.0 formats and tools. O'Reilly in 2005 explained that the term Web 2.0 is characterized by openness and viewing users as co-developers. It is the second generation of web development and design that facilitates information sharing and collaboration on the internet. Increasingly, today's youth utilize Web 2.0 tools to communicate, collaborate, create, share, and contribute individual and collective ideas and products in their everyday lives. Particularly ubiquitous in the youth-oriented Web 2.0 world is the ICT format of podcasting. Thus, it is not surprising that teachers are currently experimenting with how podcasting can be meaningfully integrated within student learning. A podcast is an audio or video feed that can be subscribed to and therefore automatically downloaded to a computer or mobile device, such as an iPod or MP3 player. A review of literature revealed limited research related to podcasting in both K-12 and higher education. Hugh in 2009 concluded that the most common use of podcasting is characterized by the provision of alternative modes of presentation for lectures or supplementary materials. Recent research reports on the effects of podcasting in higher education have varied results. Some report that podcasting lectures or other course material is effective as a learning tool, while others state that podcasting is not always enthusiastically accepted by students. Studies reveal that students generally enjoyed employing podcasts as learning tools, especially because they allow them to listen to material multiple times that they might have misunderstood or failed to note. Fernandez, Simo, and Solon in 2009 found that university students enrolled in online courses reported that instructor-created podcasts resulted in feelings of closeness between the students and the instructor, increased motivation to learn the content, and allowed for respect of diverse ways of learning beyond simply visual presentation of material. The impact of student-created podcasts in teacher education courses has not yet been explored. This study addresses the gap in the literature by offering results of an effort to integrate student-created podcasts in an undergraduate reading methods course. Methodology. Participants. Participants in the study, N of 54, were undergraduate university students enrolled in two sections of the Fundamentals of Reading during the spring 2008 semester, each taught in a traditional face-to-face format by the first author. This course was the first of two reading courses that were required for all undergraduate, elementary, and special education majors, although many students chose to pursue a reading add-on licensure that required the completion of additional reading courses. Most students were females in their early 20s and completed the course during their junior year. Pseudonyms are used throughout in order to protect the participants' right to privacy. Course design. Course objectives specified that students would demonstrate an understanding of A, the interrelationships among the language arts, B, the nature of the reading process, C, a developmental reading program in grades K-12, D, various approaches, methods, and materials used in the teaching of reading, and E, the nature of reading assessment. The instructor emphasized a balanced literacy approach to teaching, reading, comprehension, motivation, and engagement, integration of 21st century skills, and the importance of continual professional development, specifically in the field of reading instruction. A professional book by Cunningham and Allington in 2007 was used as a primary course text in order to model the value and use of various resources when designing classroom reading instruction, rather than relying on one tool such as Basel Text. Supplementary readings from various journals and books in the course packet were also assigned. Literacy Superstar Podcast Project. In an effort to emphasize the role of researchers contributing notable theories and practices in the field of reading education and whom students would encounter in their readings for their course, students completed a project in which they became familiar with various literacy superstars as they learned about corresponding topics throughout the semester. For example, when the topic of transacting with text was explored, Louise Rosenblatt was a featured literacy superstar, and when emergent literacy was a topic of study, Mary Clay was an aligned superstar. In previous semesters, this project was completed in a poster or PowerPoint presentation format. Podcasting was conceptualized as a way to build students' digital literacy skills and to strengthen content knowledge as they work to co-construct knowledge with a partner. Choosing podcasting as the learning format allowed students the use of Web 2.0 tools versus a more familiar static media format such as PowerPoint. By designating GarageBand as the platform for creating web-based episodes, content could be both shared in audio and visual formats. As instructional technologists conducted a brief training session in class to introduce students to the software program GarageBand and the technological tools iPod and microphone attachment to be used for the project and served as a resource for students throughout the course. Students worked in pairs or groups of three to create an episode of the Literacy Superstar podcast for the course website. Students chose a prominent figure in the field of literacy education, researched the literacy superstar's life and his or her impact on the field, synthesized the information, and created a script for the project. Most students borrowed iPods with microphone attachments from the department to record their narration for the project and then use GarageBand software to manipulate and edit the audio by adding music and graphic images to enhance the project. A course website was created to house and share the podcast, which featured new episodes each week and were open to the public. Screenshots and links for sample student-created podcasts appear in Appendix A. Data collection and analysis. An initial survey and follow-up survey regarding students' experience with podcasting and a podcast reflection and report served as the data sources for the study. Students completed an initial survey at the beginning of the semester. The purpose of the initial survey was to document students' previous experience with podcasting in order to design the podcast project with appropriate support. The follow-up survey was administered at the end of the semester in order to gain formative feedback on the implementation of podcasting into the course and to suggest implications for future course design. Both surveys included quantitative, forced choice items and Likert scale items, and qualitative items, open-ended questions. A comparison of the initial survey and the follow-up survey was conducted to examine the impact of the podcast project on students' attitudes and interest, specifically interest in using podcasts for personal purposes and their interest in using podcasts for educational purposes before and after the podcast project were statistically compared. Additionally, upon completion of each podcast, students completed a podcast reflection and report. The first half of the podcast reflection and report was used by the instructor to evaluate the purpose for the course. The second half was non-evaluative, included open-ended questions, and was also included in the data analysis for the article. Qualitative analysis of the open-ended items involved constant comparative analysis in order to identify theme patterns related to student experience with the podcasting project. Student responses to each open-ended item were sorted and categorized into tentative list of codes. Themes were gathered from the codes. When we felt confident that the themes and the corresponding codes would stand up, we continued to code the remaining data and further collapsed and refined the themes. In order to ensure trustworthiness and rigor, we sought feedback for the coding from the peer interrogator, who questioned our choice of codes and checked our inference levels. Discussion about the codes prompted us to refine them for final analysis. Finally, the frequency of code occurrences were noted. Results and findings. The purpose of this study was to explore an effort to engage pre-service teachers in learning via Web 2.0 technology and 21st century skills through a collaborative podcasting project in an undergraduate reading methods course. An initial survey was administered at the beginning of the semester in order to obtain information about the pre-service teachers' prior experience with podcasting and related technology. Initial results before the podcasting project. The responses of the initial survey indicated that the majority of study participants did not have experience with podcasting. Specifically, among the 54 pre-service teachers, 21, or 38.9%, did not own or have regular access to an MP3 player. An overwhelming number of students, 47, or 87%, were not familiar with podcasts, while 6, 11.1%, were somewhat familiar, and 1.9%, was familiar, and 0, were very familiar. 32 or 59.3% had never listened to a podcast, and none of them had ever created a podcast. It should be noted that students may not have realized that they could listen to podcasts on computers when they completed the survey. 37 or 68.5% had never listened to a podcast for educational purposes, and nearly all of them, 53 or 98.1%, had never subscribed to a podcast and were not subscribed to a podcast at the time of the survey. The results are summarized in Table 1. The students' responses to open-ended item on the initial survey also revealed that approximately half of the participants had a positive attitude toward the Literacy Superstar podcast project when it was initially presented to the class, 27 out of 55, or 49%. These students seemed intrigued by the idea, using descriptors such as fun, exciting, appealing, and interesting in their responses. For example, one student stated, "I'm excited to learn how to make a podcast," and another explained, "I think this assignment will be interesting. I'm much more excited about it than I would be about writing a paper." However, many students, 20 out of 55, or 36%, responded to the question with mixed emotions. For example, one student commented, "It will be challenging because I'm not very creative with assignments like this, but I think it will be a useful tool to use in my classroom in the future to make lessons more interesting in the classroom." A small percentage of students, 7 out of 55, or 13%, responded to this question with evidence of anxiety. One student admitted, "I'm not excited about it being able to be heard by anyone on the web, and I feel as though this is a very difficult assignment. I will be glad when it is over." Follow-up results after the podcasting project. Interest in using podcasting for personal and educational purposes. Upon completion of the project, student interest in using podcasting for personal purposes and for educational purposes both increased significantly. As shown in Figure 3, after completing the podcast project experience, the number of pre-service teachers who were either interested or very interested in using podcasts for personal purposes was 30, while before the project, only 8 indicated that they were either interested or very interested. The pre-service teacher's initial interest in using podcasts for personal purposes had a mean of 1.87, a value between not interested and somewhat interested, while after the podcast project, the average of interest among pre-service teachers were 2.61, a value between somewhat interested and interested. A t-test for correlated means was conducted to test for statistical difference between pre-service teachers' interest in using podcasts for personal purposes before and after the podcast project. And as shown in Table 2, the results indicate that the pre-service teacher's interest in using podcasts for personal purposes has increased significantly, a t-value of 4.314 with a p-value of 0.000. The effect size using Cohen's D is 0.593, indicating a medium to large size effect. Similarly, after completing the podcast project, the number of pre-service teachers who were either interested or very interested in using podcasts for personal purposes was 46, a large increase from the 22 it indicated that they were interested or very interested in the initial survey. The pre-service teacher's initial interest in using podcasts for educational purposes had a mean of 2.37, a value between somewhat interested and interested, while after the podcast project, the average of interest among the pre-service teachers was 3.28, a value between interested and very interested. A t-test for correlated means was also conducted to test for statistical difference between pre-service teachers' interest in using podcasts for educational purposes before and after the podcast project. As presented in Table 3, the results indicate that the pre-service teacher's interest in using podcasts for educational purposes had increased significantly, a t-value of 6.829 with a p-value of 0.000. The effect size using Cohen's D is 0.932, indicating a very large size effect. Perhaps most importantly, after completing the podcast project, all the pre-service teachers indicated that they were likely to incorporate iPods or MP3 players into their future instruction. Specifically, 16 or 29.6% were very likely, 29 or 53.7% were likely, and 9 or 16.7% were somewhat likely. Due to the nature of podcasts, each episode was due or made available at various intervals throughout the duration of the course. After students posted their podcast episode, they completed a podcast reflection and report, which included several open-ended items, one of which was analyzed for this study. Compare your learning in completing this project to a more traditional project such as a paper, poster, presentation, or PowerPoint. Themes related to the engagement and knowledge gained were identified that provided further insight and meaning to the quantitative findings and are further explained in subsequent paragraphs. Engagement in the learning process. There were 30 instances related to engagement encoded within the engage category. The phrase attracting and holding attention in a positive manner guided identification of instances in this category. Words and phrases such as engaging, interesting, fun, enjoyed it, and had to think more characterized instances in this category. Tricia commented, "It was more fun and intriguing doing the project this way." Fiona explained, this project is kind of like thinking outside of the box, and it made things more interesting because we all have done plenty of papers and PowerPoints, but for many of us, this was our first time making a podcast. A closer look at the Engage theme revealed three sub-themes: novelty, creativity, and attractive podcast format characteristics. There were 18 instances coded within the novelty category in which students described the podcast learning format as something new or different. In the vast majority of these instances, 15 out of 18, or 83%, students regarded this novelty as a positive characteristic. For example, Carmen explained, "Compared to many other tired projects and assignments, it was nice to have something different to do." Dennis also explained how learning an alternative format for a project intrigued him. "I enjoyed this more than other types of projects, mainly because I learned how to do something different. Posters can either be drawn or cut out of pictures and can be boring. PowerPoint is okay if you're creative and have a good subject to do your project on. As far as the podcast, it has opened up a new avenue to both learning and teaching, one that hopefully both I and my future students will continue to learn from." Three students commented that the novelty of the project challenged their comfort zone. Pam commented, "A PowerPoint may have been a little easier on my nerves, but this podcast was fun." Carmen wrote, "Making the podcast was somewhat stressful because it was a new experience." And Maya explained, "Although I was nervous in the beginning with having to deal with different technologies, I did learn the material." The next sub-theme identified was creativity. There were 13 instances in which students pointed to the opportunity to be creative with the project. For example, Elisa wrote, "This podcast gave me a chance to express what I found in a fun and creative way." And Karen explained, "We were able to incorporate different music and images that worked well with the format that we chose, and I don't think we would have had as much freedom to be creative in a traditional project. The final sub-theme identified was attractive podcast format characteristics. It was common for students to point to the characteristics of the podcast format that appealed to them. There were 19 coded instances in this category, including the following characteristics: presentation style, image and sound capability, length of presentation, accessibility, and cost efficiency. Samantha described her preference for the format that allows for brevity in the product. "I also like that it is short, but to the point. I feel that students get more out of short videos with a lot of information compared to long PowerPoints with a lot of fluff information." Fiona was attracted to the ability to share the project with others. "First of all, we were all able to share a project with the whole class, whereas if I wrote a paper or something like that, only the teacher would read it. Also, we didn't only learn about our superstar, but we were able to learn about everyone else's superstars." Julie verbalized how this project allowed her to speak in class in a non-threatening manner. "It was also good because you did not have to present in front of the class, so you did not have to worry about being nervous or forgetting to say some information." Anne was one of the three students to point to the affordability of the project. "It also does not cost as much to do as long as you have the computer and the program. With the poster board, you need to buy all the materials." On the other hand, there were three instances in which students identified a negative aspect of the podcast format. One student implied that she did not learn the required content due to the bells and whistles of the podcast format. "Initially, I don't think someone who creates a podcast is going to retain as much knowledge as if they had done a more traditional project. At first, the creator is so focused on adding the special effects that they don't retain the content. Also, with presentations, posters, and PowerPoints, the creator most of the time presents in front of a group, and this requires them to learn their information more thoroughly." Another student mentioned that she had difficulty acquiring the necessary technological devices necessary for the project. And another student commented, "I still think I would rather get in front of the class and present a project, but that is the type of person I am." Content knowledge and technological skills. The second theme centered on knowledge gained in terms of both content, knowledge about literacy superstar, and technological skills. There were 21 instances of content knowledge gained coded. Samantha explained her learning in terms of content. "I think I learned a lot more about Patricia Cunningham through this project because I had to research it, write it down, and then put it into words that other students would understand. I recorded my podcast over a week ago, and I can still remember everything I learned by doing it. If I had presented a poster or speech, I don't think I would remember half of it." Lori provided another description of learning related to the content. I learned a lot more in this project than I would have from a paper or poster, because with those presentations, you just simply write the information down and then forget it. With the podcast, you had to research and evaluate what was important, then write a script for it, then turn it into a podcast. This allowed me to grasp the information more so that the other more so than other projects would have. There were 8 students who felt that they had learned the content in the same degree as they would have via a format other than a podcast. Beth commented, "It was basically a new way to learn information. I feel like I would learn the same amount with a traditional project." Catherine explained, "I would have done the same presentation in a PowerPoint presentation. I am more familiar with PowerPoint versus the podcast. A podcast to me is just a newer way of completing an assignment." 2 students seemed to enjoy the project more, even though they thought they would learn content regardless of the format. Emma wrote, "I learned just as much in this project as a traditional project, but I enjoyed it far more." Kristen explained that although the format didn't matter to her in terms of her learning the content, she seemed to like the creative aspect of the podcast format. "Well, I feel like I learned just as much by doing a podcast as I would have by making a poster or a paper, because I still had to do research and learn about my LSS. But I was able to add pictures, and we could make any kind of skit we wanted to." In addition to mention of content knowledge gain, there were 14 instances in which students described their learning in terms of technology, described their preference for using technological tools, or described the importance of technology. For example, Ellen explained, "I learned more about the software in Max and how to make a podcast." Shannon wrote, "I like using a computer because I learn more things, and there are things that I haven't used, so it gives me an opportunity to learn them." Karen rationalized, "This project definitely allowed me to integrate a new source of technology that is becoming more and more popular among children, which will definitely impact my future classroom." Discussion. This study sought to examine the impact of a podcasting project on pre-service teachers' interest and attitudes in 2 sections of an undergraduate reading methods course. Despite literature that characterizes current college students as tech-savvy, students in this study initially reported very limited experience with the podcasting format and harbored some anxiety about completing a podcast episode. However, half of them remained positive about the task. After creating and sharing their podcast, students interested in using podcasting for both personal and educational purposes increased significantly. Most described higher levels of engagement with the podcast project in comparison to more traditional formats such as PowerPoint for a number of reasons. Reinforcing a finding described by Fernandez, Simo, and Salen in 2009, some students were engaged in the podcast project due to its novel format. They were intrigued by the idea of learning something new and exciting. They also referred to various aspects of podcasting as particularly appealing, such as its presentation style, image and sound capabilities, brevity of presentation duration, accessibility, and cost efficiency. Additionally, they described engagement in the project that allowed for creativity. Moreover, these students believe that they made gains in both content and technology knowledge as a result of completing the project through the use of podcast format. Further research might explore the hypothesis that students who are more engaged in learning with new technologies gain more content knowledge. Lastly, all students indicate that they were likely to incorporate the technological tools used to make the podcast in their future instruction. This finding suggests that if students have the opportunity to employ a new technological tool with a meaningful learning experience, then they are likely to see potential for using it in their future instruction. Consideration of the few students who did not prefer the podcasting project is worthy of further investigation. These students stated that they would have rather utilized a more traditional format for the project, such as PowerPoint. Acknowledging that all students are different and have different learning preferences, it is necessary for teacher educators to encourage those pre-service teachers who are reluctant to try new technologies. With the rapid development of technological tools and formats, teacher educators must be prepared to support students to become productive members of an increasingly digital society. As future groups of pre-service teachers in this course delve into unfamiliar territory with new technology formats, discussion of resistance to change and fear of failure might be explored in order to help these future teachers deal more productively with reluctant learners in their own classrooms. Although this article describes pre-service teachers' engagement with a podcasting activity, an important implication is suggested. Regardless of the type of technological tool or format used. If students are asked to create a product that requires creativity in combination with new technologies, technologies that allow for attractive presentation style, image and sound capability, brevity in the duration of presentation, accessibility and cost efficiency, then matching the advantages and disadvantages of the technological tools and formats with intended learning objectives should be examined. Specifically, asking study participants to compare their podcast experience with a more traditional project could have fostered the critical thinking and decision-making skills to more meaningful and appropriate technological integration across student learning experiences. Increasing numbers of emerging technologies can overwhelm undiscerning teachers. Such tools and formats have limitless potential for use in educational settings if they are more thoughtfully chosen. Further research is needed to create a knowledge base about the effects of employing Web 2.0 tools and formats such as podcasting into higher education courses within face-to-face, online, and hybrid settings. Studies might explore effective ways of utilizing new technological tools and platforms to enhance student engagement and learning at all levels in various settings. It should be noted that this study represents only 54 students reporting of their podcast experience in one course, limiting its generalizability. Future studies might employ experimental designs with larger sample sizes and control groups, exploring knowledge gained via traditional versus technological formats and comparing the characteristics of student preferences in terms of various technological formats and tools. Conclusions. Acknowledging that current K-12 students are avid users of various new technologies in their daily lives, it is imperative that teachers become familiar with ways to meaningfully engage this generation and an instruction that mirrors aspects of these out-of-school practices. Creating natural conditions of learning that are characterized by 21st century skills and tools within school settings results in more engaged learners and prepares students to be productive members of a rapidly changing digital and global world. Teachers should work to bridge out-of-school practices of digital natives with classroom learning activities that integrate 21st century skills with Web 2.0 technologies. It follows that teacher educators should work more diligently to integrate 21st century skills into their coursework. In doing so, they can support their future students in terms of integrating 21st century skills meaningfully in their own lives and in that of the students whom they will ultimately teach. The podcast project described in the study engaged pre-service teachers in learning about literacy superstars, developed their digital literacy skills, and fostered their interest in incorporating such technologies in their future teaching practices. Upon completion of the project, pre-service teachers' interest in podcasting increased significantly, and all of them reported interest in using technological tools in their future instruction. New and exciting digital and media technologies such as podcasting can be used to push students out of their comfort zones so that they may simultaneously strengthen 21st century skills and develop content knowledge. Ultimately, if pre-service teachers are supported in their risk-taking efforts to employ new technologies in thoughtful ways, they are more likely to see potential of integrating them into their own teaching. Meaningful integration of tasks are characterized by 21st century foci such as technology use, critical thinking, information seeking, collaboration, and information synthesis has great potential to breathe life and the oft-missing elements of creativity and innovation into both teaching and learning at all levels. Changes in today's digital and global environment signal a change in pedagogy at all levels, a move from passive learning to one that considers the natural learning that currently takes place outside the school and is characterized by the integration of Web 2.0 tools. Teachers must rethink traditional lesson plans, especially those in which students serve primarily as passive receivers of knowledge. Rather, the learning process should reflect digital and global characteristics of today's environment, leading to engagement and inquiry in the classroom and beyond.